This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of middle summer. Escaping the noon sun, I enter the cool woods, and here everything is dark and subdued. It is the third week of middle summer, a quiet space between the forest's seasons. Most of the late spring and early summer flowers gone, and none of the late summer flowers blooming. May apples have toppled over, their foliage dappled with yellow. Leaf cup plants have been eaten off by deer. Soft, wet moss on a fallen tree glows in the twilight beneath the canopy. A few late enchanter's nightshade plants still have tiny blossoms, but early summer's honewort is gone. Pollen has disappeared from the clustered snake root. Some spice bushes and privets have green berries now. Touch-me-nots are tall, but not yet budded. The wood nettle is still not ready to flower. Light cobwebs, not the stickier ones of the late summer microcenas, sometimes lie across my way. A few inches above last year's layer of leaves, the foliage of spring's ginger and waterleaf and bloodroot lingers as a low intermittent covering, replacing the chickweed that dominated the forest floor in April. A lone daisy fleabane and one wilted ragwort have blossoms near a spring that crosses the path. The shy stalks of August's ironweed and zigzag goldenrod and white snake root and the small flowered asters blend into the honeysuckles, their timing tuned by heat and the amount of sunlight to hold off until late summer. A few damselflies hover near the grizzled skunk cabbage. Cardinals call in the distance. Robins sing to guide their young. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of middle summer. In the meantime, walk in the quiet space between seasons. Watch and listen.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.